Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show on TipTV.co.uk. It is 10:02 a.m. on Tuesday, the 8th of November, decision day for the good people of the United States of America between Clinton and Trump. It would appear that Clinton will be the first lady president, which we'll find out probably by this time tomorrow. In the meantime, let's have a look at what's important on business and finance at the moment. M&S, Middle England's grocer, confirms shop closes and overseas retreat as pensions as pension deal. M&S confirmed it will close 30 UK stores and retreat from 10 countries as it embarks on a sweeping restructuring plan that will promote its successful food business ahead of its struggling clothing arm, according to The Telegraph. And then Ryanair, to pivot away from the pivot growth away from the UK, budget airline Ryanair is to pivot some of its planned growth for 2017 away from the UK on the back of the Brexit vote, according to Insider Media. Next up, we've got commentary from Ascendo Markets, Mike Van Dalken and Henry Croft. Even less bad China trade data isn't enough to overpower the political risk that financial markets are facing over the next 24 hours. In the UK, BRC retail sales figures continue to dispel Brexit fears, growth accelerating in October. Crude oil is trading sideways. The Clinton rally of yesterday exhausted as investors once again look towards OPEC. Gold, on the other hand, has bounced off overnight lows as investors look to hedge against a Trump victory in the US election, despite Clinton maintaining a narrow lead in the polls. This suggests a more careful line is being tread before the election than before the surprise Brexit vote in June, with investors looking to avoid the negative implications of a surprise vote for Trump on equities. Clearly, given how much the Brexit was a surprise, even Trump becoming president probably wouldn't be quite in the same league. Moving along to the meeting of EU finance ministers in Brussels this morning is likely to provide yet another layer of Brexit rhetoric to the already mounting pile, while speeches come from the EU's Juncker, presumably after he's had a tipple or two, the Bank of England's chief economist Haldane and the Fed's Evans offering a double helping over the course of the day, although quite what they can say, given the uncertainty of the vote or ahead of the vote result, remains to be seen. On to Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. Data out overnight shows that exports from China fell by 7.3% in October, while imports dipped by just 1.4%. This means that for most of the last 24 months, both exports and imports from the mainland to everywhere else in the world have been falling. No wonder freight rates are where they are, and it underlines the current weakness in demand more generally. Also overnight, the People's Bank of China reported that its FX reserves fell again by $46 billion to stand at 3.121 trillion, and the lowest since 2011 when they peaked at $4 trillion. So hard times there for the People's Bank. On to the economic calendar. I've already mentioned, obviously, the voting in the US. The Fed's Evans speaks on economy and policy in New York, while in Canada we've got housing starts and building permits for October. Over here we've got the NISA gross domestic product estimate, so that will be interesting to see whether it's there are any Brexit pain, is any Brexit pain being endured by the economy over here. On to the sentiment amongst OANDA clients. Top of the table, as it has been most of the year, is silver, up at 83%, gold also edging higher at 73%, even as the gold price fell ahead of a likely Clinton victory. Pound edging up above 60% as well, as it pushes back towards the $1.24 level. Dollar yen in the middle there, but dollar yen holding above 104 yen. And then on the downside, we've got euro sterling, where they are still short, very short, but we've seen the cross stabilise around 89 pence so far. Finishing off with the broker recommendations for UK stocks, which I targeted. Associated British Foods helped by the weaker pound. HSBC helped by better profits, and also the talked about move into investment banking. And then EasyJet, a victim of the weaker pound, hold at Numis, but that looks rather optimistic even as we stand at the moment. That's it for the initial part of the finance show here on Tip TV. Join us in a few minutes for the next section.